Valentine's is a big day for flowers and for chocolate and for mixtapes. Many of the inarticulate or gobsmacked amongst us believe that maybe Frank Sinatra or Marvin Gaye can express our emotions more clearly than Hallmark. And let's face it, there are few who can say, "Let's get it on," without eliciting a laugh. But when it comes down to actually putting the mix together, it turns out it's not so easy. Put the most heartfelt song at the top? Should your entire mix scream, "I love you," or do you prefer a more subtle approach? If you've tried this yourself, we want to hear your advice on what to do and what not to do. And if you're struggling with yours still now, call up with your questions. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. The email address is talk@npr.org, and you can weigh in on our blog. That's at npr.org/blog of the nation. Jessica Tilkowski joins us now. She's an editor at tinymixtapes.com and an avid tape mix maker. She joins us from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Now, I should note that we've put together a tape from suggestions we received from our listeners and blog readers over the past couple of days. It'll be up on our website at about 4 Eastern time. And there are also mixtapes from some of the regulars you hear here on Talk of the Nation, from Kem Rudin, Amy Dickinson, as well as NPR music reporter Felix Contreras. Tell Me More is Michelle Martin. And, well, there's one from me, too. But Jessica, this must be your busiest day of the year.
It's a little like Christmas at the North Pole.
I bet it is. And everybody, I suspect, has the same kind of questions.
It's surprising how often people think that they're being very unique with their requests, and I've received it at least a dozen times. Not to be derogatory toward those people or anything like that, but we've really been getting, aside from the, you know, "I would like to burn Valentine's Day to the ground," mm-hmm. painting my nails black type requests, we've been getting three main mixtape requests.
And they are?
Well, first, there's mixtape requests, oddly enough, largely from the best friends, people who are in love with their best friend or with a person that they know but don't know how to tell them and have decided that a Valentine's Day mixtape is the best way to do that.
Uh-huh. And this is, so they want something that it says, well, they want to be a little cautious too, I suspect.
Exactly. They want something that if the person is in the same mindset as they are, the person will immediately recognize it as an "I love you" mixtape, but something that doesn't quite come out and say, you know, "I love you," in mm-hmm. case they have to play it down later.
Well, here's the first song most requested by Talk of the Nation emailers and blog contributors, and I suspect this would not be on that tape.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over.
Etta James, of course, and so the appeal to the best friend might be a little more subtle.
I've actually received that song on a
really?
Mixtape from somebody that I didn't know very well.
Uh-huh. So I'm totally wrong as usual.
No, it was really awkward. It was a terrible choice for him to have made.
What's the second kind of tape most frequently requested?
The second kind of tape we're really getting is, you know, I am in a relationship with someone and I don't know how to express my feelings, or I'm too lazy to go buy a Hallmark card. I want some sort of sentiment that I can give this person since I don't know how to fabricate it myself.
And
which I guess they don't really say so much. That's just my interpretation. I'm kind of negative toward those people.
Well, let's go back again to the Talk of the Nation tape and listeners tape. And this is, you'll excuse the pun, it's an evergreen.
Ooh, baby. Let's together, loving you weather, times are good or bad, happy or sad.
And I guess you could think in some ways there's Al Green albums that are Valentine's mixtapes by themselves.
Right. Although I wouldn't recommend just giving someone an Al Green album. I don't know. Perhaps for some of our older listeners, that might be a good plan. But in general, with the under 35 set, it would be a little more heartfelt to put it together yourself.
I suppose a little effort might go into it. What's the third type of tape that people most request?
Interestingly enough, we're getting a whole lot of I would like to get back together with my significant other on mm-hmm. Valentine's Day type mixtapes. So, you know, mixtapes either for you in that feeling of being left out or for the person in some sort of hope to woo them back to your side.
So the I Wish I Were in Love Again, if people remember old musicals, that song would be perfect. But the conversation with the flying plates, I Wish I Were in Love Again. So let's get some listeners talking about their suggestions. If you've made a mixtape and you have some advice for those still struggling with theirs, or if you've positive and negative advice, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. James is on the line. James calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, thanks for taking my call today.
Sure. Go ahead, please.
All right. When I first started college, I was coming in on the cusp of computers being made with CD burners. So, of course, the big hype was compilation CDs. And in my experience of making those CDs, my secret, so to speak, was all about varying the pace. Couldn't make anything too fast or too slow, but it had to kind of go in peaks and valleys and end with one big crescendo. And that was usually my recipe, and it worked pretty well when I was in college.
Fast and slow, that's showmanship, as Frank Zappa used to say. Is that good advice, Jessica?
It absolutely. You definitely don't want to go from, you know, a really, really fast song to a really slow song, because that sort of jars the listener out of a sense of continuity in your tape. You really want it to flow like an album would. If you were putting together an album of your own music, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, definitely. It was almost, I guess it was a literary person in me, because I was an English and philosophy major as well, so it kind of had to go almost like a plot to a novel would go, where
absolutely.
You had your climax at the end, and it was all great once it was over.
James, when was the last time you made a mixtape?
The last time I made a mixtape, it's been such a long time. Don't put me on the spot like that. But I would have to say 2003, actually.
Well,
last time I actually made one.
You may want to revive the practice.
I think I will. I was good at it, and I love doing it.
Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Nadia. Nadia's calling us from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Well, one thing that I do when I make mixtapes is sometimes I try and find a theme, or you find songs that have kind of the same word in the title. Like, you might put a tree set together where there's a song like The Two Trees or The Little Tree or The Bark on the Tree, and they kind of flow together that way. And again, I also agree with the previous caller. You have to watch the tempo and the pacing, because if everything is fast, the mixtape's a little too frenetic, and if everything's slow, it becomes kind of trance-like, and you have to be careful of those things as well.
That good advice, do you think, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I would be really careful of, and I see this as a huge pitfall, especially the format of our website is people send in a theme, and we make a mixtape for them based on that theme. But people fall into the trap where they pick songs based on their titles more than based on their content, and you have to be really careful. I mean, being cute and being silly is fun, but a lot of people fall into that kitsch pitfall where you sort of pick songs based on their title or based on their subject matter, and the tape doesn't really have any sort of meat to it.
Right.
It's more of a novelty.
You should also look at picking songs, especially if you're thinking about Valentine's Day, songs that would mean something to whoever you're giving them to. You know,
Right. Often
if we have a shared experience, I'll pick a song that either reminds of that shared experience or was a part of that shared experience, and that will bring up a whole new range of emotions as well.
Nadia, thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with Ira. Ira's with us from Conway in Arkansas.
Hello.
Ira, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Well, I'd like to say that not only can songs be used to express love, but also to express a breakup. I had a conversation, an entire breakup conversation with a girl using only Beatles songs. I would play a love song, and she would play a song of Love Lost. And we were just sitting in the room and, you know, playing back and forth. And I remember it ended with me playing I've Just Seen a Face, and she playing Sexy Sadie and telling me I made a fool out of everyone.
That's excellent.
That's good. Did it have an unfortunate culmination?
It was unfortunate, but, you know, it was a few years ago, and so I'm completely over it.
It's a good story now.
Well, you may get a tape in the mail saying today that she isn't. You never know.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Ira. Also, how long should these tapes generally be, do you think?
That's a huge issue. A lot of people are really very enthusiastic about making the compilation, and so they do 80 minutes, 25 songs, as much as the CD will hold, and that's really a terrible way to go about it. I would say for beginners, you want to stick under 12, which I noticed that your mixtape was not.
Mm-hmm.
you didn't stick to that, which, I mean, you can make a good longer mixtape, but it's really, you end up trimming the fat a lot more if you stick to a certain amount of tracks that you like to put on. I like to do seven.
Seven?
Seven. It's a nice long, it ends up being more like an album again, more like 40 minutes. If it's really good, they're going to listen to it again, so you don't have to worry about that so much.
Well, that's all interesting advice. Let's see if we get one more caller in, and this will be Rosie. Rosie's with us from Henniker in New Hampshire.
Hi.
Hi, Rosie. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I was just telling your screener about my mixtape formula.
And what's that?
The mixtape formula is that it has to be about 10 or 11 songs long. You have to make a really good song in the first song, put it in. The second two or three songs can be, like, boring, not so much, still, like, lovey-dovey, but whatever, because people usually lose interest by then. And then the, like, middle song has to be really good, something that relates to the both of you. And then the last song has to be this huge romantic crescendo, because that's the last thing they'll remember about the mixtape.
Give me a for instance on a huge romantic crescendo.
Like Billie Holiday, All of Me, something like that.
Yeah, it's a tough tune to follow, too.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Rosie. Are you sending out a mixtape this year?
I am.
And is that the last song on it?
I'm not sure about that one. Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, you haven't finished it yet.
No. I'm a late starter.
It's, well, perfectionism.
It's perfection. You're just getting it right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks very much for the call, Rosie. We're talking about mixtapes with Jessica Tilkowski at tinymixtapes.com. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let me introduce Gwen Ooten, who's here with us in Studio 3A. You hear her every day. You just don't know it. She's the director of Talk of the Nation, and one of her jobs is to choose all the break music you hear during the program. So it's as if she makes a great mixtape for us every day. And Gwen, it's nice to see you here on this side of the glass.
Yeah, I was just going to say that to you.
So how do you go about choosing the music for the show? Are you using some of these same principles?
Yeah, well, a lot of it has to do with the mood of whatever topic we're talking about. If it's a very, you know, kind of dark, intense topic that we're working on or that we're showcasing on the show, you don't want a lighthearted kind of
mm-hmm.
music
peppy
break. You
thing,
want, yeah. There's music that goes with everything. So it has to do with the mood, you know, it has to do with how you feel when you hear the music, and that usually is compatible with the topic.
Mm-hmm. And have you made a Valentine's Day mix this year?
I have not. I don't have a Valentine's this year.
No.
Thank you, Neil, for
letting me say that. Well, make one for yourself.
Yes, I can make one for myself. I have the main thing. I'm representing the single people and the otherwise alone people. So the thing that's important, I think, is to not worry so much about lyrics of a song, but how it makes you feel. You know, you want to feel good. You want to dance. You want to not think about the fact that, you know, it is Valentine's Day. Doggone it, it came. So, you know, feel good. One of the songs on my list would be I Want You Back by the Jackson 5, because it's a funky bass line. Actually, any song from the Motown era will make you feel good. And you're not thinking about the fact that this 11-year-old boy is begging, basically. Michael Jackson is begging, I want you back. Don't worry about that. Just, you know, get your groove on, basically.
And Jessica, are you making a tape this year?
I did, but that's a secret. He's listening. You can't say anything about it.
I can't ask you to spill the beans, you know.
Well,
but is it seven songs long?
It is not seven songs long. I did break one of my own rules. It is five songs long.
Five songs long? Really
five songs.
Short.
Really short, but, you know, it's become sort of a zen art for me. I've made enough mixtapes to where I've become very minimalist with them.
And
it's much more difficult to do a short tape than it is a long tape.
And what kinds of requests are you going to be getting from people tomorrow, do you think?
Hopefully they're all, wow, I heard you on NPR and you sounded so cute. I'm banking on those ones. But tomorrow will be another. We get a huge variety of mixtapes, everything from, you know, I'm in love with my professor. We've been getting tons of those. I guess spring is in the air. To, you know, mixtapes for cleaning my shoes, mixtapes for making dinner. Every day it's a different thing.
What do you do for I'm in love with my professor? I mean, Freddie Cannon's Abigail Beecher, my history teacher? I mean, how many times can you play that?
It doesn't all have to be about being in love with your professor. It can be about an unattainable relationship. It can be about something that would be embarrassing to you. Hmm. It can be a tape for the professor to subtly let them know. That sort of thing. It depends on what angle you choose to take with it, which is why the AMG is so fascinating, because multiple people make tapes for the same request, so you get to see all sorts of different perspectives.
Jessica Telkowski, I think you will be busy tomorrow. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Jessica Telkowski is an editor at tinymixtapes.com with us today from the studios of our member station in Chicago, WBEZ. Gwen Ooten, I know you've picked one tune, your choice, to go out on today.
Yes, I picked Lovely Day by Bill Withers because it doesn't matter what mood I'm in, it just makes me feel so good when I hear this song.
And again, if you'd like to hear the Talk of the Nation mixtape or others done by regulars here on the program, go to our website at npr.org/talk. Gwen Ooten is the director of Talk of the Nation with us here in Studio 3A. I'm Neil Conan. Ira Flatow's here tomorrow on Science Friday. Have a great Valentine's Day, everybody. This is NPR News.